Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, April 1st, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of science news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is gold, antimony, and the new push for American resource dominance. Nova Minerals Ltd., an emerging gold and critical mineral exploration company, is making waves with its Estelle Gold and Critical Minerals project in Alaska. With over 20 identified gold prospects, including antimony, Nova's project is strategically positioned in Alaska's Tintina Gold Belt. President Trump's push for energy independence and domestic mineral production aligns with Nova's focus on critical resources. Nova's dual commodity approach, combining gold and antimony, sets it apart in the industry. Compared to peers like Perpetua Resources Corp. and United States Antimony Corporation, Nova's efficient permitting process and infrastructure advantages position it well for success in the evolving resource market.
NYC, Baltimore research scientists receive grants to study cardiovascular diabetes connection. New York City-based physician scientist Anne Marie Schmidt and Baltimore epidemiologist Elizabeth Selvin have been awarded the American Heart Association Merit Award, each receiving $1 million in funding over the next 5 years. Schmidt will focus on understanding how white blood cells contribute to diabetic complications, while Selvin's research will explore wearable glucose monitors and their impact on cardiometabolic risk in people with diabetes. These studies aim to improve screening, diagnosis, and patient care for individuals with diabetes, a major risk factor for cardiovascular disease. The American Heart Association continues to fund groundbreaking research with over $5.9 billion invested since 1949, making a significant impact on heart and brain health worldwide.
Golden Caribou Resources retains Eagle mapping for comprehensive LIDAR survey. Golden Caribou Resources Ltd. has retained Eagle Mapping Ltd. for a LIDAR survey on its Quesnel Gold Quartz Mine property in central British Columbia. The 94,899-hectare property will undergo a detailed survey in summer 2025 to enhance exploration capabilities. The survey aims to map terrain and identify geological features, providing valuable data for refining exploration targets. Eagle Mapping's expertise ensures accuracy and efficiency in conducting the survey. By utilizing LIDAR technology, Golden Caribou Resources seeks critical insights into the property's geological structure and mineralization characteristics to improve exploration activities. The company remains committed to innovative exploration techniques and leveraging advanced technologies for further discoveries and development.
Creative Biolabs advances non-IgG antibody solutions for immune system research. Creative Biolabs has been dedicated to providing professional non-IgG antibody production and purification services, including IgE and IgM antibodies. With a focus on IgE, Creative Biolabs utilizes proprietary technology to ensure high-quality antibody production for research and therapeutic purposes. For IgM antibodies, Creative Biolabs offers effective production methods and purification techniques to meet preclinical study standards. Additionally, Creative Biolabs develops IgA antibodies for mucosal immunity and targeted therapy, utilizing various expression systems and purification techniques. The company is committed to delivering high-quality and scalable non-IgG antibody solutions to meet the growing demands in antibody research and immunotherapy.
Lyson ID announces collaboration with Mayo Clinic to advance early cancer diagnostics. Lyson Imprinting Diagnostic Inc., Lyson ID, has partnered with Mayo Clinic to develop innovative early cancer diagnostic solutions. By combining Lyson ID's epigenetic imprinting technology with Mayo Clinic's clinical expertise, the collaboration aims to improve early cancer detection. Lyson ID's quantitative chromogenic imprinted gene in situ hybridization QCIGESH, technology can detect cancer at its inception by identifying epigenetic imprinting biomarker abnormalities. The initial focus is on developing a QCIGESH-based test for early lung cancer detection using transbronchial needle aspiration samples. With over 95% sensitivity and 90% specificity in detecting various early-stage cancers, LysinID and Mayo Clinic are working towards improving patient outcomes and advancing early cancer diagnostics.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires, newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.